Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
2015. I first want to say that in 2015, let me say it this way, thy kingdom come. 2015. And I speak to you prophetically. Amen. I've been praying all day that God will place that prophetic mantle to speak to your heart, that you would see by the Spirit what it is He wants to show us as it pertains to the year that we are coming into. This year will be a year of kingdom advancement. We are going to advance. Now we've always advanced. Every year has been, that this year is going to be particularly accelerated. So accelerated that many are going to experience fulfillment in many areas. Things you've waited for a long time. 2015, you're going to find fulfillment. Amen. But it's going to be a year of kingdom advancement. That's going to be the key. You're going to see and experience advancement. Amen. No more around and around the mountain. It's going to be a year of productivity, a year of fruitfulness. Amen. Now, three things I want to begin with. Number one, we will see the manifestation of the kingdom. Now, I'm speaking prophetically. I'm not talking about what we've seen in time past. I'm not talking about what we've seen in 2014. 2015 is going to accelerate everything. It's going to be on a higher level, a whole nother dimension. But first, we will see the manifestation of the kingdom. Number two, we will be the demonstration of the kingdom. How many know you are God's instrument? Amen. You will be the demonstration. People see you, they will see the kingdom. Amen. Advancing. Amen. Number three, we will speak the transformation of the kingdom. God's going to put His word on your lips. He's going to put a word in your mouth. A word of transformation. When you speak, you will speak the transformation of the kingdom. So this year of kingdom advancement and fulfillment, number one, we will see the manifestation of the kingdom more than we have before. We will be the demonstration of the kingdom more than we have ever been. And we will speak the transformation of the kingdom. Three things here. Christ is going to be revealed. The church is going to be reformed. And our city is going to be rebuilt. This thing is coming outside the walls, flowing from our heart into the house outside of the walls. Christ revealed, the church reformed, and our cities rebuilt. Of the increase of the kingdom government in and over our lives are going to bring four major things. Number one, kingdom increase. I hear God saying, stretch forth your tent pegs, enlarge your borders. Kingdom increase is headed towards you. Number two, kingdom provision, more than ever before. Provision. Number three, progress. What seemed to have been stalled or on hold is going to find movement. It will progress. And number four, look at someone and tell them, prosperity is coming to you. Spirit, soul, and body. Prosperity in 2015. Not decrease, not subtraction, not the devil stealing, not you losing something, not stuff getting away from you, but prosperity is coming back. Look at somebody else, tell them prosperity is coming. It's going to knock on your door. So there'll be kingdom increase. There will be provision for every vision, and there will be progress, and there will be prosperity. Amen. No more. 2015 is not a year to tighten your belt. It's not a year to back up. It's a year to expect to prosper. Isaiah 9:7 speaks of the increase of his government and of his peace. There shall be no end of the increase. Isaiah 9:7. 2015 will be a year of increase, exponential. You see, the 40 days of corporate prayer were 40 days of probation or proving. You know, when God called Abraham to Mount Moriah and Abraham drew the knife to slay his son as a sacrifice, God said, do him no harm. Now I know. Tell somebody tonight, God knows something. You see, when Abraham was proven, when he looked behind him, there was his provision. He was in that place called Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provider. 2015 is going to be a year where you're going to experience God as a provider more than ever before. Amen. Now, let's go. I have three things here. Number one, in this year coming that we are stepping over into, there will be, number one, extraordinary dimensions of Christ are going to be revealed. Extraordinary dimensions of Christ are going to be revealed. Facets of the nature and attributes of God will be revealed to us that have never been revealed to us before. Attributes and facets of the nature of Christ are going to be revealed to us in 2015 that have never been revealed to us before. I love the biblical example of Joshua and the Israelites when they crossed over and he met the Lord at the wall of Jericho. Joshua knew God, but he didn't know him when he saw him. That was a time where God chose to reveal himself to him in a way that he'd never known him. I declare to you, as we cross over into this new year, there will be extraordinary dimensions of Christ. You thought you knew him. You've walked with him a long time. But like a diamond, he's going to change and show you another glory. Amen. That you never saw before. Extraordinary dimensions of Christ are going to be revealed. Facets of his nature. Attributes of his nature that we have never known. We will see Christ this year in a new light. And in a greater measure. 2015 is going to usher in for your life a greater measure of Christ. In that greater measure is going to be the release of the spirit of wisdom. Come on, you're going to walk in a dimension of wisdom that you never knew existed. Amen. The spirit of wisdom and revelation, so much so, is going to rest upon you that you are going to know without any doubt God's kind intentions and purposes for this generation. There are going to be things people won't have to tell you. You're going to already know it. You're going to know it by the Spirit. Extraordinary dimensions of Christ revealed. Attributes, facets of his nature manifesting to us in measures that will cause the spirit of wisdom. You're going to know things you've never learned. Amen. Hear what I'm saying. You're going to know things you never were taught. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal it to you. Not flesh and blood, not a textbook, not what you heard, but by the Spirit of God. Extraordinary dimensions. The King and his domain are going to be revealed. Now, we know him to a degree, but we don't know him like we're going to know him. You've experienced the goodness of God to a degree, but not like you're about to experience. Are you hearing? King and his domain will be revealed. We're going to know him beyond the manger. Come on, we're going to know him beyond the cross. We're going to know him beyond the grave. We're going to know him in resurrection. Come on, I said, we're going to know him in resurrection power. We're going to see him not coming back to the earth in a bodily form per se, but in 2015, you're going to see him coming in glory and power. It may not be the time where he comes literally, but he's first coming to his temple. Look at someone, tell him, you are his temple. He's first coming to his temple. Amen. This is the year of kingdom advancement. The Lord is going to first reveal the Son or the Christ to the church in this dimension. But I want to prophesy to you, in 2015, God's going to reveal the Son to our city. Something's going to happen in our city. Hear what I'm saying? Oh, this is better than what y'all saying. This is better. This deserves a better response than what I'm getting. But that's all right. I understand. God's going to reveal the Son to us more than ever before. But after he reveals it to the church, he's going to reveal it to our city. I don't exactly know what that looks like, but God says he's going to reveal it to this. Something is going to happen in our cities. And it ain't going to be no mistake about it that it's the Lord. Amen. So he's going to first reveal him to us in a way that we've never known him, which is going to cause great worship, great praise, great intimacy, great brokenness, great humility. 2015, we are going to go beyond the dimensions, beyond the perceptions of just flesh and blood. See, we're no longer going to know Jesus after the flesh. We're going to know him after the Spirit. You see, what we have is not just a doctrine. It's a person. Many are going to know him as a person more than they've ever known him before. But in 2015, we will see beyond the perception of flesh and blood. Many scales are going to come off of eyes. You've been saved. You love God. But God's going to remove some scales. And you are no longer going to see things after the flesh and blood. You're going to see them by the Spirit of God. When Jesus asked his disciples, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Many said, some say you're a prophet. Some say Elijah. Some say Jeremiah. But he said, whom do you say? Then God removed the scale. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus began to rejoice. He said, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And you know what? Everything, if you read that the gospel there, everything shifted from that moment forward. Nothing was the same. 2015, we will see God beyond the perception of mere flesh and blood. We will not know Jesus any longer after the flesh. We will know him by the Spirit. Number one, that was extraordinary. Dimensions of Christ will be revealed. Number two, communion with Christ is going to become very deep and very intimate. God is going to reveal himself to us in such supernatural ways. It's going to cause deep and very meaningful intimacy to be established in our hearts. I said, God is going to reveal himself to us in supernatural ways. That is going to cause deep. See, the deep is about to call unto the deep.
Thank you for joining us as we continue the year of Kingdom Advancement 2015.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.